was a factory meal.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Because
my grandmother and my mother, they gave my mother married to say, I won't they, won't born, you know.
Yeah.
But we had pretty good stuff in our house, my grandmother and grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the folks gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had this pretty good stuff because the people that my raised my grandmother was just young and they thought the world of her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she married after freedom, they just fixed her up.
Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a house, what would you call that area between the ceiling and the top of the house?
Loft.
Yeah, the loft.
Uh-huh.
And now you were telling me that you had a piece of furniture in the kitchen called the cupboard, didn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
That was,
yeah.
That'd be to keep like dishes and
dishes and food.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh.
And they had what they call old fashioned safes.
Oh,
safes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they had my grandmother had a cupboard, a walnut cupboard Miss Jones gave her.
Mm-hmm.
It had shelves in it, and his old walnut stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just give her that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up under it, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
The bedroom, her bedroom, big kind like that, and then come that big walnut poses on each side, and at the foot of each post is wanted and cut out.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That sounds really nice.
It was nice, and we come up to keep things nice.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Different than.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so after we
took
all
care of your things. Didn't
yes,
you?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call a lot of things like maybe furniture that you had stored but you didn't quite want to throw it away?
What would you call it?
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, kind of a bunch of
you
old...
Put old junk.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
put it in the storage house.
Yeah, uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
And that's where you put it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well now, if you were talking about like daily housework that a person had to do, you might say that every morning you have to get up and then you have to talk about housework, you have to...
Go over it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And clean.
Now, when you were a girl, what would they sweep with?
Broom.
Uh-huh.
And then my grandfather used to go out and pull that sage grass and make a broom and sweep the yard around the porch and everything. We didn't have grass around our
uh-huh.
steps and things.
Uh-huh.
But the broom, we used broom.
Mm-hmm.
Old fashioned broom.
Mm-hmm. Now, like on Monday, a lot of times people would say there was something that they had to do to the clothes.
Had to laundry, washing.
Uh-huh.
We call it wash.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But they said laundry now.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd go had our wash parts out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have, my grandfather would have them hanging on a hook. He'd go to the well and draw water and fill the pots up and put a fire around it, put our wash tubs out on the bench,
mm-hmm.
and our wash bowls,
mm-hmm.
our lines are stretched out there,
mm-hmm.
and we'd wash on a Monday, probably, and
mm-hmm.
wash on the last week again.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
We iron them.
Oh.
Smoothing irons. Set the irons before the fire.
Uh-huh.
And put your ironing board up and
and then that get hot, then
uh-huh.
that smoothing iron.
Mm-hmm. Take your ironing, you roll the clothes down, you want the starch, sprinkle them, and you put a piece on the board and take an iron and iron them.
Mm.
Just
yeah.
go. People used to do laundry work then, they pretty thing.